1 Corinthians chapter 5. It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. And you are puffed up, and have not rather mourned, that he has that has done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I truly, as absent in body but present in spirit, have judged already, as though I were present concerning him that has so done this deed. In the name of our Master Yeshua, when you are gathered together in my spirit with the power of our Master Yeshua, to deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit might be saved in the day of the Master Yeshua. Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump as you are unleavened. For even the Messiah, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Let us therefore keep the feast, not with old leavening, neither with the leavening of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote to you in a letter not to company with fornicators, not at all meaning with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or with extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must you needs go out of the world. But now I have written to you not to keep company, if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, and with such a one not to eat. For what have I to do to judge them also that are outside? Do not you judge them that are inside? But them that are outside, Yahweh judges. Therefore, put away from amongst yourselves that wicked person. End of chapter.